From NPR News in Washington, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Cast, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
I appreciate the world leaders taking my phone calls as I explain to them why I think Paul will be a strong president of the World Bank. I've said he was a man of good experiences. He helped manage a large organization. World Bank's a large organization. The Pentagon's a large organization. He's been involved in the management of that organization. He's a skilled diplomat, worked at the State Department in high positions. He's ambassador to Indonesia, where he did a very good job representing our country. And Paul is committed to development.
When are we going to learn? The price of a barrel of oil, $54 a barrel. Gasoline is somewhere close to $2, in some areas as much as, I think, $2.16 a gallon. Venezuela made it clear recently they'd like to cut us off completely. We're dependent on the very volatile part of the world for our oil supply. Probably 60% of our energy needs are supplied by oil. And yet in America, even in this remote area of Alaska, we're saying we can't drill and produce more oil and gas.
51 votes, they open this up. For what? For maybe 6 months' worth of oil. If we close the SUV loophole, we said SUVs over time should get the same amount of mileage as cars, we'd have 7 Anwar fields over 40, 50 years. So we don't need to do this.
I guess in baseball at the time, there was a saying, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And baseball was coming back to life. Steroids were a part of the game.
Asking me or any other player to answer questions about who took steroids in front of television cameras will not solve the problem. If a player answers no, he simply will not be believed. If he answers yes, he risks public scorn and endless government investigations.
It's now 1 o'clock on the East Coast, the time preordained by a Florida state judge to allow for denial of food and water to Terry Schiavo. That act of barbarism can be and must be prevented.
What we experience today in the subpoena issued by the United States House of Representatives is nothing short of thuggery.